I'd like to, what we've been learning in the Nefesh HaChaim, and I'd just like to make this a little bit, embellish this a little bit, is we're learning that tefillos are like a carbon. That's been and pointed out extensively, learning inside and from other Makairis, that a carbon is a sacrifice. It's a complete sacrifice. It's not about this is what I need, this is what I want. That's not what the carbon is. The carbon is you're bringing something up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the carbon, as I pointed out, is the ultimate in malchus of leislei migarmei klum. That's the pshat in the carbon. What I want to be mavari, what I was thinking about, is you have tefillah and you have karbanos. Tefillah and you have karbanos. The pashat of pshat in the Gemara, I was looking at this, is that always, in other words, from the earliest time, but especially since the time of the Beis HaMikdash, Shlomo HaMelech, so we had Korbanos. And then, Kishacharva Beis HaMikdash, when there was no Beis HaMikdash, so the Chachamim were Mesakein Tefillah. Is that correct? Everybody with me? So the Gemara says, let me just find the Gemara here. The Gemara says that tefillos, I want to see it inside if I can. The Gemara says that tefillos keneged avos tiknum. The tefillos are keneged the avos. Amar Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi says, I think it's in Brachos Lamed Beis, if I'm not mistaken. Just haven't found it right now, but I'm going to tell you out loud, out by heart. Amar Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, no, that tefillos keneged tzmidin tiknum. So the machlokes, whether tefillos, what we call shacharis, mincha, marv, is it because of Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, or is it because there was a carbon tamid shel shachar and a carbon tamid shel mincha, carbon mincha, and marv is rishus, al pisa. So the poshut pshat in that gemara is that, taking the second opinion, that it was keneged tamidin, that now that we don't have any more tamidin, we don't have any more karbanos, so we should bring tefillah as our carbon. Like the carbon that tefillah is keneged tamidin tiknu. Is that the way everybody learns that? Comes Rashi, and Rashi says that tefillah is keneged tamidin tiknu. Who's the tiknu? Who is Masakin this? Says Rashi, the Anshe Knesset HaGdoyla. Now, we know the Anshe Knesset HaGdoyla were Masakin Tefillah. That's not a Chiddush of Rashi. The Chiddush of Rashi here is, it's an unbelievable Chiddush, that there were Karbanos. In other words, the Anshe Knesset HaGdoyla started with Ezra HaSoifer and ended with Shimon HaTzadik. Shimon HaTzadik HaYom Shiyore Knesset HaGdoyla. Shimon HaTzadik was the same time, according to Chazal, as Alexander the Great, which was that was before the Yevanim, it was before the Romans. There was a whole bayis sheni.
So tefillah was taking place at the same time.
Exactly. So that's a Rashi, a Gevaldik Chiddush Rashi. Not that you need Rashi to say, but if you didn't say it, I wouldn't have thought about it. Chaim, you have just take a look where the Gemara is tefillah. Tefillah keneged tzmidim tiknu. I thought it was on Lamed Beis. So Rashi tells us the Anshe Knesset HaGdoyla. So it means to say, Okorchach, there's no way out of this, that the Anshe Knesset HaGdoyla were Mesakein Tefillah while there were Karbanos, not instead. So when you say the Obek of Rashi, our Rebbe, the Obek of Rashi is that when it says in the Gemara that Tefillah is Keneged karbonos tiknu, or tmida tiknu, what does keneged mean? Keneged doesn't mean instead of. Keneged means together with. Or not as opposed to, that would be one pshat in keneged, but keneged means that that they were mesaken their tefillah to go together. Keneged, okay, they're bringing a carbon, this is a time to daven. Bringing a carbon mincha, this is a time to daven. So the keneged comes according to Rashi, is a whole different musag over here, that it goes together. Then, which is a chiddush. It's a chiddush. It's not like, oh, now we can't bring karbonos. We always did. But then I was thinking that even in the in Sefer Melachim, is that what this is? In Sefer Melachim, so Shlomo HaMelech, Shlomo HaMelech builds the Beis HaMikdash, the Bayis Rishon. And he says, Chavav. Thank you. Just getting old. I used to know these things. Okay. Itmar. Let's just learn inside. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina Amar, Tfilois Avos Tiknu. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Amar, Tfilois Kineged Tmidim Tiknun. As Rashi, Anshe Knesset HaGdolah. Kineged Tmidim Tiknu, Anshe Knesset HaGdolah. Chavav Amud Beis. In Tanakh, it says that, and Chazal are medayik this, in Tanakh it says that Shlomo HaMelech, when he built the Beis HaMikdash, he had two bakoshes. In Parakhes, he said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm going to speak out, Shlomo HaMelech says, I'm going to speak out why I built this Abayis HaGadol Hazeh. So first he talks about that this was always the wish of David HaMelech, his father, to build the Beis HaMikdash in the Makom Beis HaBechira. And also he says, "Behinogef Amcha Yisrael lifnei oyev asher yechtu lach," and if the Bnei Yisrael should have a problem with an enemy, asher yechtu lach, v'shavu eilecha, they can come to you. Now they have a place. They could come to you. V'hodu eshmecha v'ispalulu. They'll have a place to come to daven. In other words, we're in trouble, right? They're attacking us from the north. They're attacking us from the south. Klal Yisrael. This was always the story of Eretz Yisrael, whether it was Babylonians, whoever it might have been, whatever name they might have had at the time, Persians, Iraqis, they're all there. So what are we going to do spiritually to fend off the enemy? So the answer is, says Shlomo HaMelech, "Binogef Amcha Yisrael lifnei oyev, asher yechtu lach." Those oyvim are going against you. Yes. So v'shavu elecha v'hoydu eshmecha v'ispalu v'ischananu elecha b'bayis hazeh. Be'ata, and you, your job, says Shlomo HaMelech, tishma shamayim v'solachta l'chatas Amcha Yisrael. Listen to their vidui. Listen to their tefillos. V'ashivoysev al adam asher nosata l'avoysem. Give them Eretz Yisrael. Let them be in Eretz Yisrael properly. Or, says Shlomo HaMelech, "Behei otzer shamayim v'leyem mutter." Let's say the economy's down. There's no rain. Kiyechtu lach, because they have sinned against you. V'ispalulu al amokim hazeh v'hoidu eshmecha. U'mechatos en yeshuvon kisa'anim. They'll come and they'll daven for rain in the Beis HaMikdash. Ba'ata, and you Hashem, tishma Hashemai v'salachta l'chatas avadecha v'amcha Yisrael. Rav kiyeh baritz. He goes on and on. Let's say there'll be, it's interesting how he enumerates the mission statement of the Beis HaMikdash. I'll tell you why I'm building this building. Look, I understand him. I also built a building. You got to explain to everybody why you build a building. So a building, building.
He's telling Hashem.
He's telling Hashem what the purpose of, I don't know. Rav kiyeh baritz.
Doesn't sound like so.
Oh, Rav kiyah baritz, Dever kiyah, Shidofen yirakin, Arba, Chosel kiyah, all kinds of plagues that could come. Yotzer loyoyve be'eretz sharav, kol nega, kol machala. whatever illness it'll be. Kol tefila, kol tchina asher tia l'chol adam l'chol amcha Yisrael asher yedun ish nega levavai ufaras kapo v'labayis hazeh, whatever is going on, whatever tzaris is going on, he enumerates individually or as Klal Yisrael, they could come to the Beis HaMikdash ufaras kapov. That means that they'll pick up their hands like this and they'll daven el haba, to Hashem el habayis hazeh. One second. You didn't let me finish the paragraph. Not necessarily. He says, there's tefillos yachid, tefillos tzibur. He says beforeish. And then it says, he goes on and on. And what I'm going to do here, by the way, I'm skipping, obviously, but there's a whole parakhes, malachim aleph, parakhes, every different kind of tefillah. Tefillos yachid, tefillos tzibur, tefillos mochaba, every different kind of tefillah. And it all has to do with slicha mechila. Yeah. And then basof it says hodah. That's the first thing he said. Vayizbach Shlomo, and at that moment Vayizbach Shlomo, after making the statement about the raison d'etre of the Beis Hamikdash, Vayizbach Shlomo yezevach Hashlamim. Asher Zavach Hashem, Boker Esrim Ushnayim Elef, Vitzoyin Meya Ve'esrim Olef. Listen to that number. That's how many korbanos he brought. 120,000. A lot of blood. I mean, that was just part of it. Zavach Hashem, Boker Esrim Ushnayim Elef, Boker he brought 22,000, Vitzoyin Meya Ve'esrim Olef. So this was talking, he gives this whole speech about how the whole Beis HaMikdash is so everybody can come and daven. And then he goes and he brings a couple hundred thousand korbanos. The Mizbeach was too small. Beis HaMikdash is not made for that. It doesn't have the type of tashtit for that type of karbanas. This is like this. This is for a carbon here, a carbon there, but you know, millions of karbanas. And they came to Melavoy Hamas. Every part of this, by the way, Anacho Mitzrayim. This was the famous Chanukas Habayis of Shlomo HaMelech. If you look at the beginning of the next parak, Hashem came to Shlomo after all of this. Hashem came to Shlomo. Vayera Hashem el Shlomo. Vayomer Hashem elav. And Hashem said to him, Shamati es tfilascha, ves tchinasecha, asher ischananta lufanai, hikdashti es habayis hazeh asher banisa lasum shmi sham ad oilam, v'hayu enai v'libi sham kol hayamim. And as far as you go, by the way, if you look at all of Sefer Melachim, all the different Melachim that came up, the good ones, the bad ones, we had a bunch of bad ones. The definition of good and bad in the Tanakh is Halach b'derech Hashem, b'derech David Aviv, loy halach b'derech David Aviv. Was he like David or was he not like David? That was always the question. So Hashem says this right at the outset. He says, look, as long as you're going to act like David, you're going to be Matzliach. What's going to be Matzliach? The tefillos are going to be Matzliach. You read through this whole thing, I'm just saying, he doesn't say a word about the karbanos. He brought millions of karbanos, hundreds of thousands of karbanos. He talked about it being a base tefillah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu sort of prophesizes to him in half. And he says, okay, it'll be a tefillah. Later on, it says, So Chazal learned from this, Chazal, after you learn it correctly, but I'm giving you the kitzur, but Chazal learned after this juxtaposition of Shlomo HaMelech's tefillah and Shlomo HaMelech explaining the purpose of the Beis HaMikdash and the answer from Hashem, that the whole Beis HaMikdash was for tefillah. But tefillah is augmented by the korbanos. And it means to say that it's not the pshat. It's certainly, we just went three madrigas here. All right, so just listen to me carefully. It's not the pshat there used to be korbanos, now we're tefillah. Will we go back? Will we not go back? It's not the pshat, that's for sure not. Because there was always tefillah, there was always korbanos. It's not the pshat that you do two korbanos tefillah, where we'll ask the question, well, what's the ikar? Are the korbanos the ikar or the tefillah the ikar? The pshat is ki vesi beis tefillah. You can write l'kol ha'amim. The whole purpose of the Beis HaMikdash is tefillah. But so what's the korbanos for? The korbanos somehow, which I'm going to try to explain, augment the tefillah and make your tefillah be miskabel lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. See, Chaim here made a wonderful point walking out the other day. I think it was you that this is what Yeshayahu, what he was telling us about the chatoim they were doing. Lamali Rav Sivchechem Amar Hashem. I don't need korbanos. If you're not if a liba baliba, but if you don't have any lev, if you don't have any tefillah, what's the purpose of korbanos? Always to bring korbanos, just to bring korbanos. What's the point of bringing korbanos if you don't have tefillah? All it's like having the ketchup, you know, without having the hamburger, right? Where's the beef?
So what?
Notice only people with white beards laugh.
But why? What are we saying that they were misaken connected korbanos?
They were still. If they was always there, they were misaken in nusach hatfila. The Anshe Knesset HaGdoyla said it used to be. Good question. So what would the Anshe Knesset HaGdoyla do? The answer is very simple. It used to be, as the Rambam spells out, it used to be that every shliach tzibur would get up in front of his korban and say mashali boy chafetz. He would say what's in his heart, and he was very spiritual and very poetic, and he would be able to say, came the Anshe Knesset HaGdoyla, and they said, no, this is not the right way. And they were misakin for the Bnei Yisrael, a nusach of tefillah and a method of tefillah, davenology, a way to daven, which will certainly be miskabel. That was the takana. And what did they do? They did a kineged tmidim. They made it to work without the tmidim. Ad kedei kach, which all of a sudden makes perfect sense to me. That okay, well, if the whole tefillah is to go with the korban, who says you could continue to daven once there's no more korbanos? Who says there's even such a thing? So the answer is that we got it all wrong. It's not that the tefillah is there because of the korban. The korban is there because of the tefillah. And the whole korban, ki beisi, beis tefillah. That's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mesiaches to. The whole time, the whole parak tes, which follows parak ches, is all being mesiaches to the tefillah. Could you brought korbanos? Very nice.
What was before beis HaMikdash?
What was before? Korbanos with tefillah.
Korbanos
with tefillah.
With the
bamas. Yeah, with the bamas.
But 95% of the time, the Jewish people are not in Jerusalem at the Beis HaMikdash.
You know, it's very interesting. The Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayos, he talks, also in Brachos, he talks about the Mamadois. So what were the Mamadois?
They were represented.
Right, shifts. So these were shifts that took place. Who's on call? So different Kohanim were on call at different times. Says the Rambam, learning it from the Mishnah, that 24 Mamodis, so that these shifts were like this, they worked like this. The Rambam spells this out. So once you understand that it's, whoa, so simple. He spells it out. He says, these Kohanim, what is it? They were all on call next to, like, a doctor's on call next to the hospital. So what if you're not near the hospital? Get somebody else to go or something like that. But no, he's the Rambam, so that's not what happened. Mamadis could be in Tveria. Mamadis could be in Eilat. Not Eilat, but southern Israel. There were Mamadis all over. So the Rambam spells out. He says, if you were close to the Beis HaMikdash, you came during the time of the Korbanos, and your job was to daven. That was the job of the Kohen. There were those that did the actual Avodah. But most of them, if you were on call, your job was to daven, v'likroi b'maisa b'reishis. You should read the Maisa b'reishis, so tefillah and Maisa b'reishis. If you're not next to the Beis HaMikdash, if you're not there, right, you're in Tel Aviv, you're not near the Beis HaMikdash, yelech l'bakoi beis haklesias, go l'batei klesias, you go into shul, and you daven and you say parshas b'reishis there. Meaning, like the purpose of the Ma'amadah is, okay, it's good to be Al Yad HaKorban, but it's not necessarily Al Yad HaKorban. There was never a case where everybody, every Kohen in Eretz Yisrael either had to live in Eretz Yisrael, in Yerushalayim, or had to go run somehow without trades to Yerushalayim to be next to the Korban. No, if you're near the Beis HaMikdash, so then you go in and you do... That was representative of the whole Klal Yisrael. But the point I'm making is that whether it's a Tefillas HaTzibur, a Tefillas BitZibur, or a Tefillas HaYochid, as, by the way, for further reference, if you look at very, very important in the thinking of Rav Soloveitchik, was that this distinction of the different Tefillas HaTzibur, Tefillas BitZibur, and Tefillas HaYochid. Different parts of davening were doing different things. There's a tefillah that a tzibur davens. That was what the Ma'amadah was. Tefillah bit tzibur. There's a milo of tefillah bit tzibur. There's tefillah sayochid. Every one of them has different korbanos. It's not everything. Not every korban is a korban on tzibur. But this is connected to tzvidim kisidur. Tzvidim kisidur. So this is the point. You had I just wanted to say, because I quoted Rav Kook and I quoted Lubavitch Rebbe, I left Rav Soloveitchik out. So to get it all in there. But so what we have, like, in other words, just the mechanics of it, the Voshtet is what we had during the time of the Beis HaMikdash is Korbanos and Tefillah. There was never such a thing as Korbanos without Tefillah, and if you had Korbanos without Tefillah, that was an Avla. Hashem didn't like those tefillahs. In fact, he was machir of the Beis HaMikdash because Lama li roiv zivchechem, I don't need you to bring korbanos. What do you bring korbanos for? It means nothing to me. That's the one side. Then to go further, b'masila neilech, that not only was there tefillah b'zmana korbanos, but the tefillah was the ikar, the korbanos was the tefillah. This we see from the Sefer Melachim. So now I just want to explain for a couple of minutes what was a korban and what was a tefillah. What was a korban? What was a tefillah? This will help us understand the whole sugya. So, so there's two things here. First of all, I found or remembered in the Medrash Rabbah, in the beginning of Kisavai. Which is a little bit different. He's talking about boyev and ishtachavev and nichrav and nivrachaliv ne Hashem oisenu, meaning there's an Indian to go into the Beis HaMikdash and to bow down. Bo'u nishtachavev and nichrav, nivracha, bend your knees, lifnei Hashem oisenu. Uhu kriya, ishtachavoya. Tzipa Moshe beruach hakodesh. Moshe Rabbeinu saw beruach hakodesh, v'ra'ah, shebeis HaMikdash asid l'chorev. Beis HaMikdash was even built, and he already had Ruach HaKodesh. See how ahead of the thing, how ahead of the game he was. He already saw Ruach HaKodesh is going to be destroyed. V'abachorim asidin lipasek, and there's not going to be any bachorim any longer. Amad v'hiskin li Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu, Amad v'hiskin li Yisrael, shiyu b'spalot shloisha pavim b'chol yayim. Moshe Rabbeinu was misak in this. So where did it start? What the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah was, they gave it formation. Moshe Rabbeinu was already Masakin. This is the Medrash Tanchuma at the beginning of Kisavai. Lefi Shechaviv, this is the sentence. Lefi Shechaviv Tfila Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mikol Maisim Tovim Mikol HaKarbonis. Not pretty clear? Chaviv Tfila lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We call Ma'isim Tovim. Tfila is bigger than mitzvahs. Bigger than mitzvahs. Umikola Karbanos. Bigger than Karbanos. Shekach Tziv, as it says, Tikar Tfilasi, Ketaris Lefonecha. My tfila can be a Ketaris Lefonecha. Basas Kapai, Minchas Orev. And that's why when Moshe Rabbeinu was not allowed to, the Medrash explains, was not allowed to come in Teretz Yisrael, he didn't give another pruta to tzedakah. He was already shalem with all the ma'asim. He turned to tefillah. So I just want to explain here what is korban and what is tefillah. I think it's a very deep thing that I'd like to suggest. It starts like this. Starts with the Maral and goes on to Reb Tzadik. But the Maral says, in the Sivas Olam, Perek Gimel, Perek Beis. He asks two kashas, very, very fundamental questions. Yesh Shoyalin. Yesh Shoyalin ala tefila. Imroi ha'adam shi'itain Hashem yisbarach elav hadavar. Philosophical question. If Hashem is supposed to give you something, shum yispala lama la'yitain ala b'loi tefila. If you're supposed to get it, what do you need tefila for? Imain roi elav, and if you're not supposed to get it, imkein afim yispala v'yivakesh. V'chibishvil tefila se'yitain elav. You're supposed to... If you're supposed to be rich, you'll be rich. If you're not supposed to be poor, what's it going to do to that? V'oid hikshu, another question that people ask, says the Maral. People ask this question. What's the point of davening? Another, of course, we know the answer, because we learn nefesh ha'chaim. It's tzarich gavoya. You're not davening for you. V'oid hikshu, lama tzarich lispalo b'dibor. It's fascinating, by the way, that almost every halacha of tefillah starts with Chana, the mother of Shmuel. She's the one who, from where we learned how to daven. Not sure what they did before that, but that's what they learned to daven. First of all, we learned from her that you're supposed to daven when you're missing something. She was missing a son. We learned the tefillah l'tzarech gavoya from her because she said, I'm gonna give this child, if I have a child, I'm gonna give this child up to service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We learn that you have to move your lips when you daven. Nech shavla kishikaira, that says in the Torah, they thought she was some kind of a shikr.
So before then they didn't...
I used to think about this all the time when Bluetooth came out, people are walking down the street talking. Standing in the car talking. And I didn't hop it because I'm a little bit, I was like 2 days late with the Bluetooth thing. Who are you talking to? What are you doing? Because when I was a kid, if somebody's talking to themselves, they locked you up. So next I'm like, is she Kaira? They thought she was us. So she said, no, I'm davening. And the other thing is that she, but why didn't they know she was davening? Because she was not making any sound. So, in other words, so she was moving her lips and talking, but talking without sound, which was totally weird. And all those things we learn from Chana. So you need dibur, but it can't be dibur gavoya. Kol ha magbia koiloi betfilasa areza miktane amono. It's a chasarn to daven loudly. According to the Zohar, if you're davening Shmona Esrei and somebody else hears your tefillah, Hashem doesn't hear it. So if nobody's supposed to hear it, what do you need to say it for? Or the lashon of the Maral, lama tzarich lispalo b'dibor, harei Hashem yisparach yodea b'chshaveis b'nei adam. Hashem knows what I'm thinking, he knows what I'm wanting, he knows what I need. Hayodai b'machshava. U'kiyotze b'zeh, this type of thing, says the Maral, b'divrei shibush. These questions are fake questions. Achiksas nizirku b'hem ruach yitzayinam l'sichlus daitam. That the reform movement came in and said that you just have to pray in your heart. You don't have to say anything. Just pray in your heart. Sichlus. Abel Dover said, then he goes and he says something very deep which requires some analysis. Abel Dover said, ki ha-tefillah hi lahashlim es ha-adam mashu chaser. The tefillah insofar as is coming to be mashlim the person in what he's missing. Here is a remarkable yisoid. You know why you have to speak when you daven? Because the only ones allowed to daven in this sense, is an Adam. And the distinguishing factor of an Adam over every other creation of Hashem, right, plants don't talk, the only distinguishing feature is the Adam, is the Dibur.
We're also distinguished by what we think.
No, this is not. It's a higher level of thinker. Of course they think. Their brain is smaller. A smaller brain. That's true of some people also. But he's still called an Adam. if you have the koach hadibur, no matter how big the brain is, otherwise, in the words of Gemara, it's a maisa koif ba'alma. A maisa koif. What's a maisa koif? A maisa koif is almost a human action. A lot of thought went into that, maisa koif, machshava. People swear that their dogs have rabbis machshavos belev kelev. But they can't talk. Maybe they can express themselves. They can almost talk. They can parakeet. They can parrot somebody. But they can't talk as we can talk. This was the ruach memalala of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So here's what the Maral says, which is just the beginning of a hesber. Maral's in Nesiv HaAvoda, Nesiv HaZoylam, Nesiv HaAvoda Perek Beis. Says the Maral that we have to daven as humans, and therefore we need to have dibur. And he's ma'arich on this. Only if you daven as an adam, tzarech shispal adam el Hashem yisparach shu hela b'dibur, ki b'zeh ha'adam mitzad shehu adam, because then you're davening as an adam. Muchan l'kabal ha'shlamah min ha'oilach ha'asher hu adam chaser. I want to explain the following because it doesn't, on the surface, make sense. Let's go back to everything we know about the way Hashem created the world. There's the El Yoinim. Hashem, all's fine in the El Yoinim. There's the Tachtoinim, where he created Adam B'Tzelem Elokim. As a sort of an extension to the Shemayim is this world. And as I've said many times, we're Malachim in this world. In Lashon of Reb Tzadik, Ein bein malachim lebasar v'dam ela b'chira chafshis levad. What about dibur? So dibur, you find malachim can talk. You find malachim said things. But they don't have b'chira chafshis. We have b'chira chafshis. So here's the enigma of creation. Because Hashem creates the world and he puts us in it. Our job is to be malochim, meaning to do Hashem's service in this world. So, okay, whatever he wants, whatever you want. You need tzitzis in the world, you need whatever you need. You want Eretz Yisrael, we'll do it. And then he goes and ruins it all by giving us Bechira Chafshis that we have the choice not to do it. And we can waste our entire life. If we choose poorly, we can, but he gave Adam this koach to choose to be part of this whole system. And that's Adam. There's no bechir chafshis to anything other than a medaber. It's not bechir chafshis, it's all instinctive. A person has bechir chafshis and a person is a medaber. Those are the two main features of Adam. Now, he made us part of the world. Why? Because this is really the sentence that I want to stress today. Because choosing properly to do the avodah is not like it's a good thing. I mean, it's not like we chose to do the avodah. That is the avodah. The avodah of Malchus is to choose correctly. If we didn't have Bechira Chafshis, then we couldn't, if we wouldn't be an Adam, then it wouldn't be an Avoida. It wouldn't mean anything if you would wind up or plug in a robot and it would go around doing the Ratzon Hashem. It doesn't make Malchus. The Malchus, the part of it, is that we make a choice and then it comes all the way till a Maisa. It's a very, very deep thing. And that's the shutfus. I want you to understand this carefully. That's the shutfus between the Shemaim and the Aretz. Shemaim, Shemaim Lashem, Ha'aretz Nosan Livnei Adam. That we're in charge here, executive position, to change the entire world as it's connected to Shemaim, Ayidei, our choosing to do right, and, says the Maral, requires dibur. Because the only way we can change anything is by being human, by being deeper. Now, when we're going to get back to the Nefesh HaChaim, Perek Yud Dalet, Perek Tesvav, He talks about the advantage of siluk me haguf legamri to using your guf in tefillah. Those are the two prakim, and that's why I'm giving this introduction. What is siluk me haguf, where I become otherworldly, or I use my guf? So the Maral here tells us that it's the only way we can make any change in the Shemayim is if we choose to do so and it manifests itself as a human. Hence, tefillah needs dibur. A very deep idea. But let me explain it even further and share with you something Givaldic from Rip Tzedek. It's a Gemara we all know, that Moshe Rabbeinu is talking to Hashem. Hashem's talking to him on Har Sinai. V'hera lo dor dor v'dor, the Gemara Menachos. He shows them all the generations, shows them a video of all the generations as they're going to unfold. Until he shows him Rabbi Akiva, they were torturing them to death, Nebuch. Romans torturing a man to death. And Moshe Rabbeinu blurts out, and he says, hold on, Zu Taira v'Zu Schara. What's this? Zu Taira, what does Hashem say? Shtok. Such a straw. Where do we find such a thing? explain it to him. Tell him it's none of your business. A lot of things Hashem should have said to Moshe. He said, shtok. I don't want to hear any deeper now. No talking. Why? Kach ola b'machshava tchila. Because this is my machshava. This you have to read this many times until you're going to get to this clarity. It says the Reb Tzedek HaKohen, this is in Resise Loila, Ois Memhei. Kivin Shemasar HaBechira LaAdam. This one sentence is putting everything we're talking about together. Kivin Shemasar HaBechira LaAdam. Hare silek rutzain machshavtai bazeh. That the only, he said to him, shtok, because there's the machshava of Hashem, and then there's the dibur of Adam, which has the ability to override the machshava of Hashem. And Hashem has a whole plan of how the world is going to unfold. And then Moshe Rabbeinu starts to talk. You're ruining my plan. I have a whole, kach, shtok. No talking now, because your talking is going to disrupt, interrupt, and uproot my machshava. Sometimes don't talk, because kach Allah. It's a fascinating thing, meaning the koach, as Reb Tzedek talks about here, the koach of Adam, of Moshe Rabbeinu, just one second, it was so great that if he would have kept on talking, so far all he did was ask a question. And Hashem says to him, I know where you're going with that. You're going to tell me not to torture Rabbi Akiva? No. So let me explain to you what Reb Tzedek says here. Just give me a second, because this is Givaldic. The Gemara says famously, Rashi brings, that when Hashem created the world, Olam b'machshava livrayas ha'olam b'midas hadin. Rosh ein olam miskayim, shitevim b'midas harachamim. So the machshava was din. Machshava was din. It means to say that Hashem has his machshava, and it could be painful. There's a derech for the world, but it's din. Din means there's no rachamim here. This is what has to happen. Rosh ein olam miskayim. He saw that this is not the way the world is going to last. After all, I'll add, I created person. Person has free choice. A person has the ability to speak. Person is a human, the koach adibur, the koach of an adam is very, very great. So if I'm just going to go with din, it's not going to work because man is going to interfere, says Reb Tzadok. So, therefore, shitef imay midas harachmim zu tefillah. The Gemara says in Brachas Chaf Beis also right here. The Gemara says, tefillah rachamim ninhu. The Gemara says this over and over again. That why are nashim chayiv to daven? Because tefillah rachamim ninhu. What does it mean it's rachamim? That, and this answers the Maral's question. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is supposed to give you something, he gives it to you. If he's not supposed to give it to you, he doesn't give it to you. That's din. That's machshava. But the dibur can go and intervene on behalf of the Adam and change the machshava. Why? Because it's rachamim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with din, but then he gave us the koach to accomplish rachamim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to tell Moshe, shtok. I don't want any rachamim here. I want this one to play out in din. I want this to play, I mean, who understands, but I want this one to play out in din, for whatever reason. It's not our subject. The point is the koach of Moshe, same thing you have, I'll add, Reb Tzadok doesn't say this, is that Moshe Rabbeinu is davening v'eschanon el Hashem, and what does Hashem say to him? Stop davening, because if you keep davening, I'm going to have to let you into Eretz Yisrael. If he doesn't want to go to Eretz Yisrael, he's not going to daven. You can daven until you're blue in the face. What's going to happen? The answer is no. One more tefillah, Chazal says, then he would have gotten into Eretz Yisrael. But there's a din here. So sometimes Hashem wants to go with din. So what's the nekuda here? Listen to this, and this I will expound upon Mir Hashem on Thursday. The carbon is connected to the din. The tefillah is connected to the rachamim. The carbon, reyach nichoyach la'Hashem, is the din. But it's accompanied by tefillah, because that's the human part. This is completely, l'tzarech gavoya, I'm just going with your din. But now with dibur, I can change the din. And that's why you have a carbon, you have the symbiotic relationship between the carbon and the dibur. The main human function here is dibur, because that's what we were created for, to be a shutuf by sebracious. But there's a carbon. There's a sort of a carbon is, this is what you want. You want the entire world to be kalil eish. Kalil tiferes la Hashem. Everything should be kulay la Hashem. One second, I'm also a person. So I'm here with my dibur by the carbon, and this is where the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah stepped in and said the keneget midim sidrim. So I'm not going to be marich this because it's time, but this is the nekuda that we have to be mechalak between carbon, which is not dibur, and the dibur ala carbon, which is the chiluk between din and rachmim, which Chazal call tefillah rachmim, that the karbonus are keneget the din, and tefillah is keneget the rachamim. And if Moshe Rabbeinu would have continued to speak, there wouldn't have been a story of Rabbi Akiva. And Moshe Rabbeinu felt it was his place to speak. And Hashem said, shtok. Sometimes you just have to let the din happen. Beseder, that's a tremendous lesson. But you see the power that was here. Okay.